Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on American Freedom Radio. It's our final segment here, and I'm just going to play this quick 40-second clip. This is Dr. Cox from Scrubs talking here, and I don't watch this show very often. In fact, I haven't actually seen an episode in years. There was never really a big follower of it. But for some reason, you know how synchronicity happens. You're there right at the moment when you should have been listening, where you should have seen this particular speech in this particular episode through channel flipping. So I just want to play this for you now. Hope it works.
You see Dr. Wen in there? He's explaining to that family that something went wrong and that the patient died. He's going to tell them what happened, he's going to say he's sorry, and then he's going back to work. You think anybody else in that room's going back to work today? That is why we distance ourselves. That's why we make jokes. We don't do it because it's fun. We do it so we can get by. And sometimes because it's fun. But mostly it's the getting by thing.
All right, now this illustrates, I think, precisely what we were discussing earlier, Mark, about how professionals distance themselves from their patients, and this is the very reason why you can't experience this trauma without and try and be empathetic and try and feel it without it leaving an imprint on you, and to do it day in, day out, as doctors and psychiatrists do, they develop this professional mechanism of not letting it get to them. There's a consequence to that, is that they don't get through to their patients in a lot of cases. What would you say about that?
Oh, not sure. Not sure.
Because I would figure if psychiatrists or in fact, psychiatry itself, where's the article? Here it is. Out of the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine, ladies and gentlemen, psychiatry now officially insane. Okay? Reputable medical journal coming out of New Zealand, psychiatry now officially insane. And the problem is that if you're trying to get counselling and trying to become at one and at peace with your trauma, having an insane person doesn't quite cut the mustard for it, does it? And all they want to do is dope you up on drugs anyway. You know, oh, you've got trauma. Well, instead of spending a couple of weeks intensively going through all this stuff, really feeling it, crying and imparting this wisdom, sharing part of yourself with people, that kind of thing, instead of doing that, they just dope you up.
When you talk about, you're talking about a special type of darkness that comes from psychiatry. It's a very ugly darkness. It's like rape, you know, on the sexuality. It's a rape on another level. These guys are, well, I don't really want to talk about it because it needs such sick words, you know, and a big vocabulary of sick words to do justice to the subject, because you're just touching on it. It's really, it's hard to even think about it. It's easier to write about it.
Yeah. Well, we only
we're at this place where words just don't really cover it, what they're doing.
Try and describe it, because I'll tell you what, this is one of my innate talents. Somebody can tell me a subject matter, somebody can tell me a story, and I can find the words that convey precisely what's going on. This is one of my gifts, and yeah, I'm very grateful.
I just don't know if I can control my mouth. See, when I start speaking about certain things, you know, I get a little excited, and I could even get angry because it's really, really, and I don't know if I can control my vocabulary like you can. You know, the same thing I deal with medicine. You know, you take, you know, a loved one and you take them to an oncologist. You know, it's kind of the same thing. You know, a person's life is on the line. And who is this person who's sitting on the other side of the desk? Well, you know, the psychiatrist, you know, he's supposed to be there for you, for your mental and emotional and even spiritual, whatever, well-being, because that applies to mental, emotional. And what they do, they, you know, it's a little bit like a little girl comes home and gets into bed, and then her father gets into bed, you know, later on at night and rapes her. It's a little bit like that. I guess it gets into the everything about civilized man and our society. Is you have a situation where people trust others, and those others are raping the, you know, that trust right back. Whether it be a little girl, her sexuality, a little boy, her sexuality, or a young woman, or an older woman. I mean, they rape 80-year-old women, you know, so it doesn't stop with age. You know, when you go to a psychiatrist, what are you going to a psychiatrist for? Well, obviously some help. You're not going in there to brush your teeth or to get your hair cut. And what do they do to you? They kick you in the ass chemically. I mean, but not just a little bit. I mean, it's like, in terms of what their drugs do, it's like you might as well go back to the Middle Earth and one of these things that they knock down the gates with, you know, the battering rams. You know, these chemical drugs just come in and destroy the person, and many of them are responsible for some of these mass killings, and that information is out there. So, you know, who's doing the killing? Is it these psychiatrists with their drugs? These incredibly nasty drugs. I mean, marijuana, you know, in a million years, these souls are burned forever. These guys could never make back, you know, with the pain they're causing other people. Does that begin to cover it?
I think it does. And what I find is it seems like a hopeless situation, because when you're in it and you don't have the information, if you don't understand the situation, if you're trying to reconcile, why did this happen to me? Why did they do that? Why? And you never get an answer. You keep running yourself around in circles, and your brain starts to eat itself. It starts to eat away at your own heart, and you start to become destroyed as a person. And then the people that are supposed to help you are only there to hurt you even further. And then you start to wonder, you know, why did I even go for help in the first place? And then they stop asking for help. They stop seeking it. And they start to get this impression that nobody cares about me. Nobody will ever help me. And so they stop talking about it. They stop getting it out there. And when they tell their family and their friends about it, they don't want to hear about it because it's too painful for them to deal with. And they say, you should go see a professional about this, a professional that doesn't care, who will give you something that will make you a psychotic killer in the middle of the night and make you act out your nightmares, like the woman who was terribly afraid of drowning, who in the middle of the night, while she was sleepwalking, drowned all five of her children in the bathtub. You know, this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's literally, I say this literally, hell on earth. It's hell. That is hell. These people are living in hell, and hell probably does not get much worse than that.
Yeah, well, hell would be better, because at least you know you're not the only one suffering.
Oh, right,
and there's other people there with you, and you can hear their cries, and you know that you're not alone. This is a special kind of hell. This is a special prison inside your own mind, right, where all the trauma and all the pain reverberates forever, without end, with a hopeless situation that you call life. And this is why there is so much suicide prevalent amongst victims of sexual abuse. This is why people not only lose hope, but they begin to blame all humanity for this thing that happened to them. This is why so many serial killers are people that had sexual trauma in their life. This is a big subject with many ins and outs. None of these ins and outs are things that you want to hear, but you must. I believe that there are no great lessons without great pain and great trauma. And if you ever wanted to learn a lesson of value, you need to feel that pain. You need to feel that trauma. That's why I feel so strongly about this particular subject, because when people tell me about these experiences that have happened to them, I try actively to feel as intensely as I can how they felt. And as such, I begin to understand it. And as I understand it, and as I relay to them some of my personal experience that I can relate to what they're telling me, they feel better about it. Because unlike the last 100 people they talk to, finally, somebody's actually listening. Somebody actually cares. Somebody actually feels something for me. That is the power each and every single one of us has to help people with sexual trauma. If you choose to shut off, if you choose to close up, then I think that you're just as culpable in a lot of ways as the people who traumatized them in the first place. Dr. Mark Serkis, thank you very much for your time. What is your website? Very quickly, we've only got about 10 seconds.
DrSerkis.com. That's DrSircus.com.
Thank you for your time, your efforts, and your wisdom. And we'll see you again sometime. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you take this message to heart. We'll see you again.